This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Eccles, E-C-K-L-E, S as in Sally, first name is Deborah, D as in Doctor, E, B as in Boy, O-R-A-H. Date of birth is September 24, 1961. Date of service is September 14, 2023. Referring provider is May Wilcom. Spelling is M-A-E space W-I-L-K-O-M-M-D. Chief complaint. Follow-up. Subject says this is a 61-year-old Caucasian female with history of rheumatoid arthritis in BJD. Who is here for follow-up period? Next paragraph. She has completed the physical therapy for her bilateral knee period. It is no longer swollen as it was before, but she still uses Tylenol and Advil and occasionally Tramadol 2 to 3 times a week period. She also has pain related to rheumatoid arthritis in hands and feet period. Past medical history, rheumatoid arthritis, next hypertension, next history of giant cell tumor in the right elbow, comma status post resection. Medication, sulfasalazine extended release, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets twice a day. Next, Tramadol, 1 to 2 per day, several times a week. Next, Aleve, Advil, PRN. Next, Voltaren gel. Next, Flexeril, PRN. Review system for template. Please change your super subjective. Objective, please eliminate everything except general. Diagnostic data dated August 29, 2023. Her CMP shows slight abnormality of AST and ALT elevation at 36 and 40. Comma, previously it was normal. CBC is within normal limit. Fed rate is 2. C-reactive protein is 2.1. Impression number one, history of rheumatoid arthritis on sulfasalazine, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, comma. Inflammatory parameter on labs are stable, but she continues to struggle with the pain in her hands and feet, which is likely from a rheumatoid arthritis period. Number two, bilateral knee pain, comma, from calcific tendonitis and bursitis, comma, improving after the physical therapy while she continued with the home exercise program period. Recommendation number one, I will try to increase the sulfasalazine to 1,500 milligrams twice a day, as she has never tried that dose before, to see if we can control her pain better, period. Next, it is expected to achieve the stable level in about 2 months, so I would follow up with the patient in about 3 months, and then she would do a blood test prior to that. This is the, I will follow up in 3 months. This is the indication.